This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha has passed the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 and the Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 with voice vote today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved these legislations amidst protest by the opposition members over the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar and other issues. The Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 is intended to consolidate and amend the law relating to income tax, while the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 will further amend the Income Tax Act 1961 and to amend the Finance Act 2025. Earlier, the Lok Sabha passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. The bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The Parliament has passed the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha passed the bill last week. The bill aims at enabling reservation of seats for effective democratic participation of members of scheduled tribes and to provide for the readjustment of seats in the Legislative Assembly of the State of Goa. The Parliament has also given its nod to the Budget Manipur 2025-26, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. The Rajya Sabha today returned these bills to the Lok Sabha after discussion. Later, both Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day. The BJP has accused the Congress of spreading lies and making baseless allegations against the electoral process of the country. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Union Education Minister and senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said, "Congress sometimes questions about transparency in EVMs and sometimes rakes up issues related to the elections in Haryana and Maharashtra." Meanwhile, the opposition MPs today staged a protest march from the Parliament House complex to the office of the Election Commission against the special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. During the protest, several opposition members of parliament attempted to jump the barricades. In an effort to maintain law and order, the Delhi police detained some MPs. Speaking to the media, Deputy Commissioner of Police of New Delhi, Devesh Kumar Mahala, said the Election Commission had issued a letter allowing only 30 MPs to visit the commission. However, over 200 MPs marched from the parliament towards the commission. He further added that some MPs tried to breach the barricades, prompting the police to detain them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-storey flats for members of parliament at Baba Kharak Singh Marg in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "21st century India is eager for development as it is sensitive to its responsibilities."
2014 से अब तक इन फ्लैट्स को मिलाकर करीब 350 सांसद आवास बनाए गए हैं। यानी एक बार ये आवास बन गए तब जनता का भी पैसा बच रहा है। साथियों, 21वीं सदी का भारत जितना विकसित होने के लिए अधीर है उतना ही संवेदनशील भी है।
An amount of 3,900 crore rupees was disbursed through direct benefit transfer to more than 35 lakh farmers of the country as claim payment under Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. Out of this, an amount of 1,400 crore rupees was transferred to 9,70,000 farmers of Rajasthan. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan transferred this amount in a program at Junjunu this afternoon. India has strongly condemned the remarks of Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir on potential nuclear threat. In a statement, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, has said that India has already made it clear that it will not give in to any nuclear blackmail. He said that New Delhi will continue to take all steps necessary to safeguard its national security. And that is the end of this news bulletin.